There we go. How's that? Better?
They're on.
Yeah? All right. Well, let's get started tonight with City of Geneva's Special Committee of the Whole meeting. Could you please take the roll?
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino? Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill? Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack? Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Only one item of business tonight in the special committee meeting, folks. It is to consider the draft ordinance amending Title IV, Chapter 2, adding one Class B3 liquor license to the Geneva City Code, the Chelios Pub and Grill. It is a replacement restaurant that used to exist out at the Ice Arena. The Chelioses are here tonight. They are opening up a new place out there and are looking for their liquor license.
So move.
Second.
Any questions? Any discussion? Chuck?
Well, the only simple question is, if this is replacing a previous restaurant, why do we need an extra license? Would there not have been one license turned back in?
I believe, and Mary, correct if I'm wrong, I think the old license was just a beer and wine. It was a different type of
different
license.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a full bar. There was a beer and wine license out there before, and these are new owners that have come in. They also, you own other restaurant, correct, sir? Yeah. So it's nothing new to them, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a great expert. Thank
okay.
you.
Any other questions? Any from the audience? I'm going to abstain from this vote simply because my wife works out there. So,
right. Would they like to say a few words about their?
Would you like to come up and tell us a little bit about the restaurant while you're here?
Tell us what we'd get if we
got to come up to the podium, Mr. Chelios. I'm sorry. We got to get you. You know, we're on TV. Everybody's got to see you. We like to see your smiling face.
So. Okay. We do have the other restaurant in Aurora, Chelios Pub and Grill, which we do very well. We have good food. Good service, and no trouble at all. We run the sports bars with a lot of televisions, which were mostly a Black Hawk bar, and specialize in all sports. Any other?
Do you let your nephew come in with that Red Wings jersey on? Or?
Oh, he doesn't come in, really.
What kind of food do you typically?
We do have a lot of appetizers. We have good pizza. We have sandwiches, all kinds of sandwiches. We run specials, lunch specials, and all kinds of different salads and all.
Yeah, that was the next question I was going to ask. What are your hours typically?
The hours were open at 11 o'clock, 10:30 actually, to close whatever time the liquor license allows, and serve food all the way through.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That'll be great. Any other questions? Okay, Mr.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's take the
roll.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Abstain.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0. Okay. We're down to new business. I think we're going to hold new business until after the city council meeting. So if I can have a motion to close this, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, folks. Let's...
Motion and second.
I made the motion.
I'm sorry. It was Marks and Singer.
Thank you.
And then could you let the record show Mr. Dantino has joined us.
Past the meeting, so
he'll for the next right. Okay, we'll do that for the next city council meeting. Ralph, we'll give you a second to get your computer going, and we'll start. We just finished up the committee of the hall.
The what?
Committee of the hall meeting.
Okay.
Thanks. I was trying to slip in.
Ready when you are. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Ralphie.
Why don't we get underway with tonight's City of Geneva Council meeting. Mr. Clerk, could you please take the roll?
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill. Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollack. Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We'll start the meeting as we always do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Chelios, could you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My name is Bob Piper. I'm the alderman from the 2nd Ward. The mayor is traveling on business, so he asked me to step in and take care of the meeting tonight. I need to start the meeting, unfortunately. The city has suffered a loss. Sergeant Tim Baker's mother passed away, and we'd like to start tonight's meeting with a moment of silence in her honor, please. Thank you very much. Let's get things underway. We got special items and presentations. Paul, I think you're going to tell us about the Fall in Love with Downtown Geneva promotion winners again.
Yes, thank you.
So pull my name and let's get on.
No problem. We're now in the third week of our 4 weeks of drawings. We still have 19 prizes remaining and our grand prize winner, which will be drawn next week after I've collected all the ballots and entries that are out there. Again, this week we have 19 winners. They either win a $50 gift certificate or a dinner for two at one of our participating 72 businesses that we have out there. All you have to do to win is just fill out one of these little slips and drop it in. No purchase is necessary. To date, we have 998 new or unique email addresses, which combined, this is our third year now with this, and we have 7,530 email addresses, unique email addresses. And then we use this to mail to people about things going on in Geneva events. Sudden Values is our business that keeps that list for us, and then they develop those email blasts for us on a monthly basis. So if you want anybody, they can also join the mailing list by just going to join this newsletter, and you can find out all this information on GenevaDowntown.org. So if you just hit join the newsletter, then you can find out more about our Geneva events and updates on news and happening in the downtown. And furthermore, I will now announce what winners we have for this week's Week 3 Fall in Love. The winner of a $50 gift certificate from About Home Accessories and Gifts is Christine Donovan. She's from Geneva, and she signed up at Monterey Place Pizza. The winner of a $50 gift certificate from Country Naturals is Chris Coppas from Elburn, and Cindy Coppas from Elburn, and she signed up at Geishi Shoes. The $50 gift certificate from Cradles and All was won by Barb Schiff of Princeton, Illinois, and she signed up at Irish Sisters. The winner of $50 gift certificate from Denim Loft is Kathy Labash from Aurora. The winner of a $50 gift certificate from Designer's Desk, Complete Needlework Shop, is Bill Vandenbroek of St. Charles, and he signed up at Geneva Antique Market. The winner of a dinner for two to Fiora's is Anita Vardigan of Morton Grove, and she signed up at Perfect Setting. The winner of a dinner for – or not a dinner for two, a $50 gift certificate at Fox River Pilates Center is Ingrid O'Higgins from St. Charles, and she signed up at Geneva Jake's. The winner of a $50 gift certificate to Galena Garlic is Vicky Marin of Geneva, and she signed up at Special Delivery. The winner of a dinner for two at Egg Harbor Cafe is Debbie Griffith of Geneva, and she signed up at Danessa's Crepes. The winner of a $50 gift certificate to Great Harvest Bread Company is Kathy Cunningham of Geneva, and she signed up at Graham's 318. The $50 gift certificate winner for La Toccata d'Italia is Sandy Vitt of St. Charles, and she signed up at La Toccata d'Italia, too. The winner of a dinner for two to Mike and Miguel's is Joe Manx of Carroll Stream, and he signed up at Geneva Jake's. The winner of a $50 gift certificate to Millray Cyclery is Jamie Rudd of Batavia, and he didn't indicate where he signed up. The winner of a dinner for two at Papa Saverio's Pizza is Liz Manning of West Chicago. The winner of a $50 gift certificate to The Perfect Setting is Vanessa Arejo of from Streamwood, and she signed up at La Toccata d'Italia. The winner of a dinner for two at Stockholm's is Ken Stasek of St. Charles, and he signed up at Urban Grill. And the winner of a dinner for two to Subway is Carol Olson, and she signed up at Graham's 318, and Carol's from Naperville. And the $50 gift certificate winner for the great frame-up is Susan Pinkowski of St. Charles, and she signed up at Geneva Spice House. And our final winner for a $50 gift certificate to Wild Roots is Alexia Priskel of Geneva, and she signed up at Geneva Shoes. Geishi Shoes, sorry. Thank you. And so if you see these little cartons around at all these businesses, please take an opportunity to fill these out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Congratulations to all our winners. Paul, how many more times are you going to be pulling tickets?
They're going to be next week. We'll have the final poll, and then we'll also then poll for a grand prize. So it's going to be this weekend would be the final weekend to enter the contest.
Do we know what the grand prize is?
Yeah. The grand prize is a stay at the Harrington, a one-night stay at the Harrington, a $50 gift certificate of chocolate to Graham's Chocolate and Ice Cream, a $50 gift certificate to Town and Country for Flowers, and a $50 gift certificate to Table 38.
That's a typical night out for the Vogels Brothers. That's fantastic. Dorothy?
Those for the grand prize are the ones that were pulled today and all those. Are they all put back?
Everybody's put back in it, yeah.
So that's good to know.
Right.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul.
No problem.
We are down to item B. Dorothy, are you doing this tonight? This is our Geneva Beautification Pasta for Posies promotion.
I am not doing it.
After every meeting from now until flowers are planted.
Well, there's only one meeting, so this is Jenny Russo. She is our chairperson for the Geneva Beautification Fundraiser. So,
thank you very much.
And so on behalf of Geneva Beautification Fundraising, we are having our fundraiser on March 2nd, Pasta for Posies. We need the fundraiser because the way we can put all those beautiful flowers on every corner in town is through donations only. And so we're having this on March 2nd at Riverview Banquets in Batavia. It's from 5 to 8. Right now, pre-sale tickets are $10 for an adult and $5 for a child. At the door, it will be $12 for an adult and $6 for a child. Several merchants in town have offered to help sell these, and they're listed on our website, plantgeneva.org. And if you can't make it to the fundraiser on March 2nd, we take donations throughout the year, and those different ways that you can do that are also on plantgeneva.org. So we would like to encourage everyone to come out next week and continue the tradition of the flowers on the corner with your donations. And so if you can make it, we'd love to see you and know that the tradition will continue and you'll continue to enjoy the flowers that we plant three times a year in the summer, spring, summer, and fall.
And the spaghetti sauce is uniquely delicious.
And it's all you can eat, by the way, so... Please come out and join us on March 2nd.
It's a secret recipe, right, Dorothy?
Yes. Well, it's the Bart Neary. I guess it's a Neary family recipe. So it's an old one of the more established families in our Tri-Cities that have put the spaghetti sauce together. So I did want to bring up that we're also featuring the garden expert Mary Stavenhagen, as usual, and it's always a trip and a fun to have her give her presentation. She's a stitch. And also, I wanted to mention, if I can, the tickets are available at the Geneva Chamber of Commerce, City Hall here, Geneva History Center, Graham's 318, the Olive Mill, Riley's Drugs, State Street Jewelers, also New Images. The Green Market is also selling them, and there's one more.
Mill Creek Grocery. Yes.
So I would like to help you with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Beautification does a great job on the knuckles every year. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people out.
Thank you for our volunteers who come out there and lovingly plant them and take care of them.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Down to item four, amendments to the agenda. We have any amendments tonight? Seeing none, the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine. Do we have anybody who wants to make a change to the omnibus?
Move to approve the omnibus agenda.
Second.
Moved by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Singer. Please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Down to item 10, municipal bills for...
Did you go?
Yeah.
Sorry. On the other end.
Yes. You want to do this all night? You want to sit
there?
This is a billable hour I'm getting, right? That's the problem. We're down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, could you please read the bills?
Bills for payment totaled $4,688,918.68.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed in the council packet on the city website.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Singer. Please take the roll, sir.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
On item 11A, we're going to consider the resolution number 2011-05 authorizing the execution of an intergovernmental agreement extension of animal control services contract with Kane County.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman D'Antino, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions? Please take the roll, sir.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. We're down to 11B. We just voted on this at the committee level, Ralph, right before you had walked in. This is considering the ordinance number 2011-13, amending Title IV, Chapter 2, adding one Class B3 liquor license to the Geneva City Code, the Chelios Bar and Grill. Chelios is there with us tonight. Ralph, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
No?
I'm good.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Mark, seconded by Vogelsberg. Please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Abstain.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Motion passes. What we got? 7-0. Gentlemen, congratulations. You're ready to go?
Thank you.
Good luck to you, and we'll see you down at the rink.
Good luck.
We are down to new business. Is there any new business from the dais? Nothing. We got past the proposals out of the way already. So that's
until next week.
Until next
give
week.
You more information. On.
Anything from the audience tonight? Pam, you don't have anything. Nothing like a half an hour thing. You're gonna get up and just rattle off nothing.
Can if you want.
Well, okay, well, let's hold
well, we
that
still
thought.
Got 40 minutes left
do,
for the
we
hour.
We do. I know. this is true.
Jump on next week's meeting.
Yes. Okay, folks, seeing none, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mark, seconded by Flanagan. Take the roll, please. Oh, voice vote? Yeah. Voice vote's fine.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just think somebody was going to go
good
negative.
Night. Dorothy?